It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is off today. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly look at the latest in national politics, including a look at the passage of the USA Freedom Act. First, a provision in the proposed state budget would allow for charter school expansion to more than 140 school districts around the state. Joining us to explain what that might mean for students, for local school districts, is Erin Richards. She's the education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Erin, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, give us the basics to start, please, Erin. What would this provision authorize when it comes to charter schools?
Right. So this provision would allow independent charter schools, those are public schools not run by school districts, to expand throughout the state in some key areas. So Milwaukee and Madison would see a new authorizer that could open schools in those areas. That would be under the arm of the UW system. Waukesha County could see charter schools under the authority of the Waukesha County Executive. That's currently State Senator Paul Farrow, a Republican. And other parts of the state could also see independent charter schools opened up by either the tribal colleges around the Native American reservations in Wisconsin, and also technical charter high schools could be started in all of southeastern Wisconsin in about a 7-county area. Those would be authorized by Gateway Technical College, and they could include the areas of Milwaukee all the way down to Kenosha, Racine, Rock County, Jefferson, those counties kind of that make up that southeastern Wisconsin corner.
Now, let's nail down our terminology here. Earlier today, even, I said voucher instead of charter in the office, and I know the difference, but it's easy to stumble over them. Can you distinguish what do we mean by charter versus voucher?
Yes. So charter schools are public schools, usually run by independent companies if they're not run by school districts. The idea is that charter schools can be a public school with a little bit more freedom to innovate, try some different teaching strategies. If they're not run by school districts, charter schools are usually run by management companies that hire teachers on one-year contracts and that don't usually feature unionized employees. Voucher schools are always private and almost always religious schools. These are the private religious schools that get public money to educate mostly low-income students. In Milwaukee, the limit to participate is a little bit higher in terms of your family income. But voucher schools are always private. Charter schools are always public.
So with these charters that could be opened if this passes through the whole budget process, you said these are authorizers. So, for example, UW might not directly open up its own charter. They'd have a person or a board or something like that that would say, okay, nonprofit company X, you can open a charter in this district. Do I have that right?
Exactly. They would be essentially the gateway for a new company to open up a school in one of those designated regions. So, for example, this legislation would give the power to UW System President Ray Cross to appoint a director of a new office in the UW system whose sole purpose would be to evaluate school proposals for Milwaukee and Madison. We have independent authorizers already in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee School Board can authorize charter schools. And then the sort of the non-district authorizers in Milwaukee are the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, UWM, and the City of Milwaukee. So the Common Council can also open schools here. But generally, they have a board. They have a charter school board. They evaluate proposals for schools. They meet to talk about the performance of schools. And ideally, if a charter school is not meeting the performance targets that's laid out in its charter, which is just essentially a contract between the two entities, the school and the authorizing body, if the charter school isn't meeting those targets, the agency that authorizes them should, in an ideal world, either shut them down or do something to limit the amount of low performance happening. That's kind of the spirit of charter schools, is that you get flexibility in terms of freedom for meeting performance targets.
Talking to Erin Richards, education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, about a budget provision before the Joint Finance Committee that could open the door to a lot of new charter schools, potentially in a lot of parts of Wisconsin. And Erin, let's get into the whys and why nots. You're starting to touch on it there. What are the people supporting this provision saying about the need to expand charter schools and to give more organizations the authority to approve them?
In Wisconsin especially, the growth and expansion of charter schools has been supported by Republicans who believe that there should be more school options for kids, that that there should be a variety of choices for parents, that in some cases, especially in areas that are lower performing overall, which is traditionally your larger districts that deal with a lot of low-income students, that in those areas there should be more options for different kinds of schools to come in and potentially get better results with kids than the traditional public school district. On the other hand, you have your defenders of public schools, which are the teachers' unions, the state superintendent, a lot of parents that feel very strongly about their public schools being, you know, viable and having enough money to go forward. People that support those, including the teachers' unions, are saying, hey, the more independent schools you start in this state, the more that we're all competing for a finite amount of educational dollars to serve kids. And the more you open up other options, that means that your traditional public school districts are left with fewer funds to fund some of those, you know, more expensive enterprises like special education, and you know, some of these other things that we value in the public schools become harder to fund when you divert more kids from those schools.
Another argument that some of the same people I think have made is a local control argument, that right now schools, public schools anyway, are under the control of a locally elected school board. In most of these cases, these would be non-elected officials in charge of this.
True, right? So, you know, the other argument that could be made is that, you know, with the UW system entity that's located in Madison authorizing schools to open in Milwaukee, you don't even have a connection between the people opening, you know, or overseeing the school. They're not even living in the area, nor do they answer to voters for the results of that school. So you can definitely make that argument, the sort of the lack of schools having to answer to a locally elected body is an argument you often hear from the teachers union that feels very strongly about locally elected school boards. If those school boards would like to charter schools that operate under the umbrella of a school district, teachers unions are much more okay with that, generally because it means the teachers are employees of the district, but also because it means that those schools are answering to their local community because the community elects the school board.
Now, this budget is pretty much all in Republican hands. That party controls the Joint Finance Committee, both houses of the legislature, and, of course, the governor's office. So it's up to them. Have you seen any dissent among Republicans, any disagreement over this, or does it seem like it's smooth sailing from what you've heard said?
You know, there's been interest in expanding charter schools now in at least two previous standalone bills. There was Republican disagreement over how big of a statewide authorizing body there should be. For example, a previous bill proposed that there be a statewide charter school board that would be made up of appointees from the governor, appointees of the state superintendent. But a lot of Republicans also believe in less government, less layers of bureaucracy. So it put some of the lawmakers in a tough spot. You know, you want to see more charter schools, but your philosophical leanings is less layers of government. So those failed. I think this one went through because it's targeted to certain areas of the state in terms of going through into the state budget. I think the Republicans believe that they can pass this through. If it's in joint finance, it's often pretty sticky and pretty difficult to get out unless a lot of the leading party, you know, in the individual houses put up a fight. So I think this one is likely, certainly not final, but I think, you know, this was a compromise that the party in charge really thinks they can get through in this budget.
Aaron, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Aaron Richards, education reporter over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.